10 a.m. straight up on a live imaging Tuesday, yo.
Lit.
Travis and Sliwa is on. Good morning, Los Angeles, Orange County, and good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Chris.
And producer Emily, producer Taylor.
Yes.
Good morning.
I think somewhere a kicker just missed another kick in Tampa. Did they leave the kicker in Tampa? What's his name?
Brett Maher.
Is Brett Maher been left at Tampa International Airport?
Picked him up in fantasy immediately after the third miss.
It was amazing. I loved every minute of it.
Unbelievable.
I've never been so excited to watch kicks in my life.
We have a lot of Cowboys fans in the Southland. I'm sorry, I stepped on the drop. We have a lot of Cowboys fans in the Southland, so congratulations to the Cowboys that won their first playoff game. Their first road playoff game since, like, I was 10 years old.
The early 90s.
Back when Donna and Kelly Taylor and Brenda Walsh were running
crazy. Donna Martin
crazy.
Graduates. Donna Martin graduates.
But the first playoff game since what? 2007, I think?
No, they won one a couple of years ago because the Rams took them out in the second round, so 2017 maybe?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bro, this is setting up Niners-Cowboys.
Great game.
How about this for the NFL? Niners-Cowboys.
Yep.
Eagles-Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Are there four bigger powerhouses in the NFC?
Jacksonville.
From a ratings standpoint.
NFC, yeah.
Can you imagine the ratings?
Pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty good. 95 of the last 100 highest-rated shows, all sporting events. And most of those football.
Oh, my gosh.
These will
what
be
about
monsters.
The ratings for Lakers-Rockets last night?
Well, we were having that conversation. It was
on NBA TV.
Because you had Brady and the Cowboys, but at the same time.
Jabari Smith Jr.?
Yes, against Patrick Beverley.
I literally saw Eric Gordon on screen, and I went, is he coaching? Or what's he doing out there? Taking
still
free
there.
Throws.
Still there.
Yeah,
Houston just wants a first-round pick for him if you want him at the trade deadline.
Congratulations. Let's see. We got the board in here. We got to update it. Corporate Gray's got to get us a better marker in here. If you're seeing it on social media, we are streaming on YouTube. But LeBron is now
at LeBron rack. I don't see anything else.
LeBron is now at 316 points away from the cap, not Cappy, but from Kareem for the number one scoring title. So we keep you on track here. Let's see. What else? What else? What else?
I come sit down today. I got Knob Creek, a bottle of Non Creek.
I was going to go somewhere else, and then all of a sudden he brings out the Knob Creek.
Cast iron skillet.
Yeah, you're going to have to lift with your knees when you pick up that pan. It's a little heavy.
I wanted to
follow up on the steak conversation from last week had you gone into a steak on Saturday night. But Travis, he brought you Knob Creek and a skillet?
Yeah.
He had to put that on the credit card. There's no way he put straight cash out for that.
He used Susan's credit card.
Susan
doesn't know what the
went into Michael's top drawer of his desk and peeled off.
Because let me see
20s.
That Knob Creek. That's an expensive bottle, and then the skillet is not cheap. So this looks like a $100 gift.
Look, Chris, not put a number on how I feel about Al.
Let's not put a number. Here's the receipt. I just want you to know the total.
He got vid right before we were done for the year. So I brought him the bottle of whiskey for our last day. He was sick, so I couldn't give it to him. I took it home. I forgot that I had it. And then yesterday you were talking about the pan. I'm like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get Al a skillet
very
and
nice
the pan.
It's a
little double gift.
So if you're watching on YouTube, which you can watch all day long, just go to YouTube.com or on your app, ESPN LA. You can see all the fun and frivolity. A skillet.
Yeah.
A cast iron skillet.
Well, what other kind of skillet is that?
There's stainless steel. There's ceramic.
Not when we're talking about cooking a steak.
I used a stainless steel for my steak.
There's nonstick.
Did you really?
There's Teflon.
I burnt the heck out of
the
top of it.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. So you did cook a steak on Saturday.
Yeah, I cooked a steak.
You burned it.
It wasn't.
What cut?
It was in New York. New York strip.
New York strip? New York.
Yeah, strip. Okay. So here's the thing. I don't know, and I don't know if Travis is just trying to be nice here.
I liked how you made the face when you tried to pick that up. Going,
oh, yeah, no. My right arm. I dislocated my shoulder. I don't know if Travis was trying to be nice by saying, look, 80% of your issue was you didn't have the right
accoutrement.
Yeah, you didn't have the right one. So we're going to find out if that's the problem. Or if I just...
But in that wacky electric oven of yours, how are you going to get it hot enough?
The oven will get hot enough. The stove, I'm
after
not
like
so
an
sure.
hour.
Well, I can't do broil, so they said do bake.
Yeah, and your oven will go to 400 degrees.
Yeah.
It's an oven. It's
maybe build
like
a fire in the living room, just put it on top of the fire.
The logs stacked up next to each other.
The oven caps at 200. Oven caps at 200.
It's like a cast iron pot, and you can just cook all your meals in there. You'll be like a trailsman.
Why are you setting up a tent on the balcony? Well, I just want to...
That's
going to
fix most of your problems.
Not all of them, though.
Not all of them. That's why.
Real quick, before I toss it officially for sports to begin, what will Lady Slee say when she discovers that you brought home a skillet?
She's actually going to be excited about it because she didn't go get one at any point in this in our relationship. And we had already been talking about, all right, I got to, hey, Trav told me I got to get one of these this week, so I was going to go get it. So she'll be
excited.
Yeah, she'll be beautiful. Surprised. And she'll say, hey, tell Trav thank you.
Just have her send over another bottle of wine.
Gosh, you're always, by the way, there's a bottle of wine in my office.
Yeah.
So obviously I wasn't around during the holidays. We took a little time off.
Sure.
I walk in there last week and Slee had followed me in, like, hey, good to see you. I go, oh, somebody left me a bottle of wine in here for the holidays. I feel bad. He goes, yeah, I feel bad too that you never said thank you. It was Slee just left it in there. It's been sitting in there for 4 weeks. Come so, if you, you know, it's a nice bottle too.
It is. Yeah. He was right. Handing out bottles this holiday season.
First off, I know what you're doing. This is, hey, Slee, this is radio. I didn't, that.
What was that?
What was the fist pump?
Well, by the way,
he's
social
like
media
Kirk
team
going we around need, second base.
We need the punch as a gift that he just did.
Oh, hey, Al, this is radio, huh?
Hey, Mace. I think I got something here. Go ahead.
All right, so with that being said,
yeah,
the timing was really bad that I had assumed you were already in. You hadn't been. You had just walked in, and then I walked in behind you. I'm like, well, that's odd that I just walk in. And then the first thing you look at was the bottle. I'm like, well, that's odd, too, because he's looking at the bottle and I'm right here. The whole thing was odd.
I said thank you.
So that's my fault.
Yeah, well, that's my fault. I'll get you next year. Travis and Sliwa, and the sports conversation begins now.
Thank you, Chris.
No, you won't.
No, he won't. He won't.
He'll get me you know what he will do? He'll say, hey, let's go get dinner or lunch or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what he'll
do. It's not a bad way to do it.
All right, let's do it.
That's not a bad way to do it.
Let's do it.
Thank
you, brother.
You're welcome. Awesome. It's my pleasure. Do not wash the pan. Carlo already tried to educate you as well. Just, you know.
So they just never get washed?
Not really, no. Yeah. You wipe it out. You don't, like, leave the food bits and stuff in it. You wipe it out so you don't get sick, but don't wash it. Don't put soap and water in
if
it.
If you didn't say don't wipe it out, I'd be telling my girl, no, just put it back. Just put it right back.
You're going to want to wipe it out. You're going to want to make sure.
Yeah, but the whole kitchen smells and there's oil in there. No. I talked to Trav.
Those little bits of fish that are supposed to stay in there. Are you sure we're not supposed to flick those into the trash can?
Those little bits of fish.
You know, the little pieces that kind of fly off and stick to the side.
Of course.
You're going to want to wipe those out.
Okay.
Let it cool. Wipe it out. Belated Merry Christmas and all of that stuff.
Yes.
This is when you did your Sliwa special / got vid and couldn't get out of bed for a few days.
Unbelievable.
I had that bottle. I took it home and put it on my bar. And Susan's like, are you going to give that to Sliwa? I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to like leave it just sitting around the office. I don't want to leave it in the backseat of my car. It might break, all these things. So then it got moved into the cabinet and I forgot it was in there. And then when you were talking about the pan yesterday, I'm like, aha, this will actually be a reason for me to remember to get the bottle out. And I got you the pan.
When did you open it?
I just had a few this morning. Just one or two before the show
I like
started.
It. Not this weekend. This morning.
Just want to, you know, a little quality control along the way. How great was it watching Brett Maher miss not one, not two, not three, but four different PATs? And it got mentioned on the telecast last night, but I feel like I need to mention it again. He missed five in a row. He missed the final point after touchdown attempt of the regular season in week 18 against the Commanders. And then proceeded to miss four more last night. I know that Jerry Jones says they're not going to make a change. I know that Dak Prescott says that he's, you know, going to stand behind him. You have to fire that guy, right? There's no way you go play a much better San Francisco team and let that dude trot back onto the field in a potential game-winning situation.
Completely disagree. It's good for ratings. It's good for our show. It's good for many conversations. Yeah, it was so weird yesterday because I'm – you know, Laker game's going on, but we got the TV on. I'm trying to, like, do the math. I'm like, 6-0. Okay. Score a touchdown, a couple field goals. I don't know. And then I saw the second field goal. It's actually funny. So Laura was in the studio.
18-0.
Laura was in the studio. I'm over there across the street. And I told her it was 12-0. And I'm like, did this guy miss both? She goes, I know he missed the first one. I'm like, well, I know he missed the second one. So we did the math together there.
He's only halfway done. He missed two
halfway
more.
Done.
I don't know what you do. I get that Jerry Jones, this is what Jerry had to say when asked if, hey, you're going to get rid of that guy, right?
Will you look at some kickers this week?
No. Okay. We won't. We just, he's done enough good ones.
Not last night he didn't. They went for it, Al, on 4th and 4 from the Tampa Bay 18-yard line.
Can we keep he's done enough good ones? I feel like that could be used.
It could come back around again?
Plenty of times.
It's going to be the thing that knocks them out of the playoffs. That the second they said that. Yeah. Because, look, Dallas looked amazing last night.
They did.
They looked terrific.
Yep.
Dak looked terrific. Mm-hmm. The defense looked very, very ready to compete mm-hmm. for a Super Bowl championship. Their kicker was terrible. And you saw Deion Sanders on the Manning cast. You saw Peyton Manning say it. Troy Aikman said it in the middle of the game. There's just a line of players saying, no, we can't continue with this dude.
No, that's literally how you lose playoff games, right? And whether that's you watching your own squad and having moments where we were doing this yesterday, talking about Nate Kading and him missing those field goals, but that's literally the definition, the foundation of how you lose playoff games is you don't get that extra point, you miss that field goal, just add two of those up in a 27-24 game, that's the game. Now, let me ask you this. So they're sitting here saying, no, we're not going to go get another kicker. Or he's not going to lose his job.
Mm-hmm.
What's the chances that they have another kicker and he kicks the first one, and if he misses it, they say, I'm not using you
so the
anymore,
problem with
now
that
I'm
is
going
you
with
have
this.
To,
that means here, taking here, a roster spot?
Yeah, so the thing in the NFL that does, you only have 51 guys dressed on game day or whatever it is. It's a relatively small number, and all of those guys play.
Are needed.
This is not a college team where you got 30 guys that will never touch the field. If you put on an NFL uniform, mm-hmm. unless you're the backup quarterback, you're going to play. You will go out there and do something. Special teams, back, you're going to do something. So if you replace him with another guy and don't take Marr off the roster, then you have to take someone else off the roster. You're taking away a special team or a backup lineman or whatever it might be. So, no, I don't think you can do that. If you're going to fire him, you got to go find somebody that's not already on a team somewhere who probably is on the street for reasons like they can't make kicks. Mm. But I don't know how you can, in good conscience, send that guy back out there in a tense situation. What if, let's say, on this weekend, they're playing San Francisco, and they score a touchdown, to opening drive, they score a touchdown, and he shanks it. You have to go for two the rest of the game, right? You can't even let him near the field again anymore.
Well, this is the problem with what he accomplished yesterday, which, by the way, let me tell you, we may never see it again.
We've never seen it before.
To miss five extra points in a row, counting the game against Washington, I don't feel like we're spending enough time appreciating what we just saw.
Goodness.
He might have even tried to hit the upright in the last one. He hit the top of the upright. I think of like carnival games where you're trying to do whatever it is.
And what's funny too is, like, if you look at the score, like 24-0 or 18-0, you think that he's having an awesome night. If you don't even know, like, all these, like, he made 6 field goals. That's crazy. Then you're like, oh wait, just kidding. He hasn't made anything.
Okay, but it's not like he. What's the best way to describe it? It's not like, you know what, he lost his footing on this. It's not that. Hey, he missed a 51 yarder. It's none of that.
Exactly.
It's their extra point. So that means it's all
of
in the head.
Of course it is.
Okay, if it's all in the head, you tell me, while the stakes get higher and now you're in San Francisco, why something's going to change between last night and this upcoming weekend. And that could be. And I know we're kind of sitting here and we're joking around about it. But can you imagine if the Dallas Cowboys lost this weekend
they
because they missed a kick, knowing the dude missed 5 extra points in a row?
Look, there's a lot of evidence that once this stuff is in your head, it doesn't leave.
At least for a while, not in 6 days.
Or forever. Mm-hmm. Because there are examples that we'll talk about in just a little bit. The Chargers, they're doing something, Slee. I don't think they did the thing that they need to do, but they're trying some half measures along the way. We'll see if it's going to make any difference at all. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Slee's so excited about his box of basketball.
Back off, Slee. Jeez.
We'll get to that in a few minutes. Live Imaging Tuesday rolls on. Travis and Slee. So, Trav sent me a text on Friday, I'd say early evening.
Late afternoon.
Whatever. Producer Emily also sent me a text at Friday evening when she got out of a certain movie, which I'll get to in a moment. But both texts I didn't reply to because I fell asleep at like 5:30. I was just so gassed from the week. So, Travis, you were starting to get a little worried.
I was just going to say to you, Emily, when he didn't, because Chris is usually pretty quick on the response.
I'm a quick replier.
When he didn't respond to you, you're like, is everything okay? Did you at least start to walk down that road a little bit?
I didn't really think about it.
Oh, wow.
Well, at least you're honest.
No, I was like...
She said, let me get pour myself a glass of wine.
Yeah, I came out of the movie. Fine. I was like, I had several people that I knew I wanted to talk about the movie with. And so I texted you. I texted some other friends. I'm like, this is the movie. And then...
But wait a minute. She said some other friends, which means I'm a friend.
That's right. You're amongst her friends group.
Yes, you're amongst a
friend. So, Producer Emily, you saw the movie Megan.
Yes, I did.
And was it incredible?
It is... the most fun experience I've had at a movie theater in a very long time. It's because it's not scary. So don't go in thinking it's going to be scary at all. It's more like a quote-unquote thriller, but it's more funny than anything. These actors act it so straight that it's hilarious. And, you know, it helps with you have a little bit of, you know, extra juice in you.
Enhancement?
Enjoy it. Yeah, enjoy it with your friends. And I saw
like
it in
drugs.
I'm more for popcorn.
I saw it with it full theater too. And it was, everyone was laughing at everything. It was so good. It was a good fan. It was a good time.
Well, that's a good review. Now I want to see it because I was a little skeptical.
It's like so camp. It's very camp. It's a cult classic.
She was selling Al on it hard yesterday.
Yeah.
And you seemed less inclined. You did not seem as enthusiastic as Chris.
No, I'll see it. She sold me on Babylon, and then she's like, don't go see it. I'm like, well, you told me to go see it.
Well, I said go see Megan first, and then go see Babylon. Babylon, you can get on like HBO Max in a few weeks.
Yes, Lee.
I want to do that. We'll see it at the theater.
I do.
It
like,
is playing in Pasadena, so I should.
Well, Pasadena is not like it's a limited release.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's playing in Pasadena. Like, where else would it be playing?
It's also like an event too. It's like something that like you can go and like be with people and know that you're in the joke
it's
and
not
everything.
Some art house movie that's released in one place.
Well, listen to me for a second,
guys. It's playing in Laguna.
Listen.
And Anaheim, and Pasadena.
Listen to me.
Pretty much everywhere. Palm Springs.
I go to IPIC.
Phoenix.
IPIC's not going to have every movie. They only have like four movies that are playing at a time. Now, so that's what I'm talking about.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm a big IPIC Westwood fan.
Yeah.
Keyshawn recommended that years ago. I've now been there a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit of a vig. You're walking out a little empty. Financially, I mean.
Oh, no. They take advantage. They definitely get you. But
maybe
you could come in with a game plan. So there is the one in Pasadena.
There's a special one in Pasadena.
There's some bars, there's some restaurants.
Well, no, that's
like,
how
you
they
could
all
go
are,
do
yeah.
all that stuff. No, no, not even inside. I'm saying not inside. If you want to go drink outside, go to a bar, go to a restaurant, go whatever, and then you go in, and then IPIC's only taking 60% of your paycheck.
Now,
I go to
Emily,
the Alamo.
Emily, is this worth an IPIC experience, or is it more like a midday AMC, and we love the fine folks at AMC, but maybe just AMC by yourself matinee special?
No, you got to go. You got to have as many people in the theater as you can get, because I think it's much more funny when you're reacting to everyone else's reacting. Everyone's reacting to like different parts of the movie because it's like a very weird kind of humor, and that's why I like it. It also has the largest debut for original film since last year's Nope. It debuted at $30 million its first week, so it's doing pretty well.
Was that also released in Pasadena?
In fact, it was.
Is it in South Pasadena too, or just Pasadena?
Okay. All right, this is how it's going to be today, boys.
It's like, this is on in a
I'm
very
go see Avatar.
Large city.
I'm
going to
go see Avatar.
California.
I'm never seeing Megan.
Oh, man.
Avatar.
That too.
Chris, I need you to go see Megan.
Oh, I absolutely, but I will not see Avatar. I didn't see the first one.
I was excited because...
No, 10:30 I told you. Don't you guys
said 10:30?
Don't you want to break down LeBron's 48 points more?
Because no, we're probably going to hammer on the Chargers for a little bit.
You can't
and
do
then...
it more when you haven't started yet.
Oh, you didn't do that?
Not yet.
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Well, Travis and Sleewood continues now.
Thank you, Chris. We'll get to LeBron's 48 points. Back-to-back, 36 minutes, 48 points to beat the Rockets, who scored 132.
By the way,
seems
real close.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Get in there.
How scared were you when we got inside those last couple minutes.
It's a two-point game.
And it was looking
it was a two-point game.
The 50-year-old Eric Gordon may lead the Rockets to the win.
All right, listen, and this is what Michael always does, and John always tells him, don't do that. Michael's like, ah, this game's in the refrigerator. I'm like, Michael, there's 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and it's like a six-point game. And Michael's like, it's in the fridge. John's like, don't do that. And the next thing you know, Houston just comes back, and it's a two-point game. To answer your question, a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
A little nerve-wracking.
You were worried you were going to have to put that tweet up, right?
Well, then we got...
Lakers fans, what now?
Yeah.
That's what he was going to have to tweet.
Yeah.
He always says Lakers fans.
I was ready.
Like, we know who's following you, Slee, to be honest. And it just happened right after the Lakers game.
Yeah, but Chris, it's personal. You know what I mean?
You want that?
It's got like a
that human touch, as Bruce Springsteen once said.
I tell Lakers got Kings tomorrow, and I tell this guy over here, and this shows you what Taylor's confidence is.
Taylor's team is so much better than yours.
Well, just take a second.
They're in the playoffs.
Take a second here. Well, I tell Taylor, I'm like, hey, you going to the game tomorrow? He's like, yeah, I'm working on it, trying to get tickets. And he goes, Slee, it's a hot ticket. They're a good team. I'm like, relax, bro. Everywhere I turn here, people just firing missiles.
So Taylor posted over the weekend on his Twitter from the game up in Sacktown, the beam.
Against the Rockets, by the way.
Okay. And I just got to say, I was jealous for a moment because I wish we had a beam. Can you imagine the imaging we could do if we had a light beam?
No beam for the Lakers. The Clippers can have a beam. We're not doing a beam for the Lakers.
I just thought there'd be a lot of wacky imaging.
You should just do our own like 7-10 every time the Lakers win. Light your own beam for 7-10. We don't need crypto. We don't
need crypto. Yeah, do it out live.
Just shoot a flashlight out your front door. That could be lighting the beam at the Sliwa residence. Just shoot it out the front door. You're ready to go.
All right, Travis and Sliwa Chargers talk right now.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Brought you a pan. Don't get all mad at me. I'm good.
When Chris is here, you kind of get, you know, you're like, let's just go after him.
No, I brought you presents today.
You did. No, you did bring me a pan.
There are people want to help you with your pan. You want some?
Yes.
This is from you 100% can use a little soap on your cast iron. Just don't dunk it in the water. Wash it, dry it, reseason it, and you're golden. Don't wash the pan. Clean it, but don't wash it. You know, right? The distinction?
Don't scrub and this and all that.
Just get all the schmutz out of it and then put it away. And then reseason it too. That's a couple different people have mentioned this to you as well. Let's see here. This is it. After you wash it, don't forget to put a little bit of oil in the pan to prevent rust. So you clean it, just a little bit of oil, wipe it around, smear it out, and you're ready to go.
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
And then you cook a steak.
And leave the salmon pieces on it.
In the middle of your living room, I want you to get a circle of rocks, go out to on a hike, start collecting rocks. Put like one of those little backpacks on Rookie so he can carry the rock like a donkey.
Amazing.
you can bring it back in.
You get one electric stove and everyone just...
build a little fire. We can do it in the grill too. We'll walk you through this.
The grill I should do. The grill
it'll get hotter. It'll get hotter. That'll give you a better sear.
I just have no way of getting it back into the house.
Well, you might not need to if your grill gets. We'll talk about this at another time. Joe Lombardi, offensive coordinator for the Chargers. Yeah. Bye bye. Shane Day, the offensive the passing game coordinator and quarterback coach. Yep. He too was dismissed.
So far, everything is going as planned, as we said it would.
Meaning?
Staley ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
That you're not going to go, that if Dean wanted to really win and decide, hey, this is not okay for my franchise, I'm going to go get the biggest, hottest name who has interest in coaching in Southern California and would love to have Justin Herbert, they're not going to go do that. And we mentioned it yesterday where just financially – does he have the money to go do it? Of course he does. Does he want to go do it? Does he have that will to, I want to win at any cost? I don't think he does.
It just seems such a half measure, right? That this is not the problem. The problem isn't that the coordinator was calling plays that didn't run enough time off the clock, or that the quarterback coach isn't developing Justin Herbert the way that you would like. This is not the problem. The CEO, the person at the top of the pyramid, the guy that's in charge of making the overarching decisions in the entire organization, seems incapable of making those.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a bunch of lieutenants that might make better decisions, but if the guy at the top isn't, what difference does it make?
Trav, the engine, we have issues with the engine. Cool, let's replace all four tires.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
The tires are okay,
guys. You start to change all of these other things when the guy that's in charge of the whole thing is still going to be there. And you're right. You and I were on the same page on this one yesterday that none of us expected Brandon Staley to get fired. We thought he should, mm-hmm. but that we didn't really expect it to happen. Then why do anything? Why change these guys out? I'm not saying that they're great or terrible at their job. Quite frankly, I don't have enough insight to offer you a sharp opinion on that. But I know that if the guy in charge of the whole thing is the same, the result is going to be mostly the same.
Can I let me this is the perfect way of just kind of describing expectations. Let's say the Chargers didn't have much expectations last year, but they almost made the playoffs. Okay? You'd say, all right, you know what? They're moving in the right direction. Staley's first year. And let's say Staley didn't have those moments where we only talked about Staley mm-hmm. in the sense of, what is he doing? Why does he think he can do things that the rest of the NFL has never done over the years? And then let's say this year, as an example, they make the playoffs, right? They make the playoffs, but the expectations weren't that high. That the game didn't play out the way it did where you were up 27-0, that it was 5 turnovers. None. There's a lot more details that goes into why we're saying what we're saying, but I'm going to go back to this. Certain owners want to win. Try to explain to me by Dean's actions that winning is the number one priority. It's not the number one priority.
You can't. I love what you said, by the way. It's not that the Chargers missed the playoffs last year. They missed the playoffs because the coach did something idiotic. They didn't miss it because the opposition hit a 60-yard field goal at the buzzer. That's not what happened. The coach actively prevented them from going to the playoffs. This season, Trevor Lawrence didn't show up and throw 5 touchdowns, throw for 400 yards and torch you and like, what are you going to do? Kid's hot. He blew a 27-point lead. That's not what happened. It's not just the result. It's the way that you got there. Yeah. It doesn't feel like
so. So this isn't a shock to me, and probably not a shock that they were going to. What's the cheapest way to find a scapegoat? This is the cheapest
the assistants.
Way.
Yeah, you don't have to. And they probably were on 1 year or 2 year deals. You can move them out pretty easily. LeBron was amazing last night. There's no other word for it. And they still nearly lost to a team that had lost 10 games in a row. Good news or bad news? You tell me, Slee. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday is on. Travis and Slee, well, you can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search ESPN LA and watch all the fun and frivolity. So they light the beam up in Sactown when it's a win for Taylor's Sacramento Kings.
So fairly often.
So tomorrow night.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
Tomorrow night when the battle of the ages happens. The Kings and Lakers part 5?
Part 4.
Their fourth game already. That's it. This is the final one. Until
that's
the
why
Lakers
it was funny for me to say 5.
Beat them in the playoffs.
Thanks. So if they win tomorrow night, Taylor, will they, even though it's here at Crypto.com, will the beam go up in Sacramento?
Yes, the beam will go up.
Oh, so they light it even on the road.
Yeah, they have to let the fans know what's going on. The Lakers
I love that. I love that.
So they've lit it 24 times this year. 24-18, fourth place in the Western Conference.
Hot.
Pretty comfortably in fourth place, too. They got kind of a cushion here on number 5.
I need a song for the lighting of the King's beam, because on Thursday, maybe something. I want to be able to do the Thursday imaging for Travis Slee with a song for the beam.
I have a sore throat on Thursday.
You coming down with something?
I have.
We doing the jersey swap one more time, Slee, or what?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Will you actually do it this time, Slee?
He's been good about it. Yeah. He's been okay.
Yeah, hold on a second. The only time you actually have worn it was when the Lakers won. The Lakers are 1-2. You didn't wear it the first time for more than 5 minutes.
I injured my
the
ankle.
The second time you were out sick with the Slee was special.
Yeah. And then Slee was special.
They finally won the game, and that's when you put it on. It was very peculiar.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I had a smile on my face like, okay, I'll do it now.
You didn't seem that bummed out by it.
So you are really excited. When I got in here this morning, there was a Vlade Divac card. From 1992, just waiting for me.
It was not a Vlade. Is that really there?
It was right here. Okay. And then you handed me 2 more from your box. Now, how did this box come about? You found it in your home?
So, when I was in El Cajon, which is just east of San Diego.
Thank you.
Off the 8 freeway.
Are they showing Megan down in El Cajon? You left yourself wide open.
Also
homeboy.
Playing in El Cajon.
I did.
Wide open for that.
Hey, they're playing in Pasadena like it's 8 hours away. Okay, so... So randomly, I don't know, we were talking about cards. I don't know what the hell we were talking about. So I went and looked, and I didn't know I had an unopened 92-93 Topps NBA Basketball Series 1 box of cards.
Now, was that a gift from a family member that ended up sealed and untouched, or did you buy that?
This is 92, 93.
From your dad's store.
My pops was bringing these home for me.
Beautiful.
Okay,
beautiful.
All right, so on the cover, it's Luke Longley. On the cover.
It's your boy.
This guy made the cover. Like, we got Hakeem and Kevin Johnson on the side.
Listen, why do you think the Bulls got him for the second run?
Well, Duckworth is on the back. I'm surprised Duckworth made that
Who was in charge of putting that box together?
Dennis Scott on the other side.
Oh, D3. Isn't that what they call him?
Yeah. So Luke Longley made the cover, not even in a Bulls jersey.
Well, he wasn't a Bull yet.
He's in a Minnesota Timberwolves.
He was the second part. He was the last.
He was three-peat part two.
Yeah.
And then if you weren't excited enough about that, bam, there's the cover of the box of Luke Longley. Not to tell you, man.
How many Elgin Campbells have you pulled out of that box so far?
We already opened up every pack, and I think, was it yesterday you and I opened? Those were the final
two. Those were the final two?
Yeah, those were the final two.
I got Taylor and Mitch Richmond.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any Pippins in there?
We got one right here. He got the young Scottie Pippen in person.
There was. Have you been playing? How's the finger?
Oh, it's...
Oh, it's off.
It is off.
No, but it's not straight.
Ooh, it's still
not
swollen.
Straight. No,
it's not straight at all.
So...
Pull it up your other hand. I want to see how swollen it is. Oh, yeah, it's still pretty
swollen. So I took the splint off on Friday when I passed out at 5 p.m., and I haven't put it on since, and it's swelling back up, so I think we're going to have to go back to the splint. But I think I might have to call my old friend Dr. Clapper and say, although everything I read on Google, which, of course, that's better than going to an actual doctor.
100%.
What could go wrong?
Don't go to WebMD. Just
I might have passed the window, and this says it specifically, to avoid deformity. So, you know, just is what it is.
Can I tell you
something?
That's
not that bad.
There's certain players just been playing in the game for a long time, right? Athletes. You go look at their hands and they're all jacked up. The fingers are all jacked up. Well, that's 15 years of playing in the league or the NFL or something like that. People are going to look at you like that.
Like a warrior?
They're going to look at you like that.
I was describing it to a friend, and he said, well, you got to do something because you're going to get arthritis when you're 60 or something. I said, you think I plan to be here at 60?
Don't say that.
Travis and Sliwa continues now.
That's the old Keith Richards line. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
He always cuts himself with the years. You're going past 60. No response from either of you. At least you can...
Known Chris a long time. Just saying, I know what's gone into that machine. I know how it works.
If I was him, I'd walk around and say, I was in the Marines.
It's funny you say that.
I was in the Marines.
So, you remember Deacon Jones, right?
Yeah.
Rams Hall of Famer, the inventor of the head slap, was the longtime NFL sack leader. He used to come on our show a lot, and his hands looked like he'd stuck them in a lawnmower. All the fingers were going 10 different directions. It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. And you're exactly what you're saying. It's like you wouldn't have to know anything other than he's giant and everything else. But if you looked at his hands, say, I don't know what he did, but he did some football stuff because those hands look like they got run over by a tank. Chris's look fine. One of his knuckles is a little swollen. He'll be fine.
If I had that, I'd let Disney know I'm out 6 to 8 weeks. About 6 to 8 weeks.
How about this one, Taylor? This is from 805 Raider. The Kings still have to light the beam to, quote, let the fans know, as Taylor says, because they're all still using transistor radios and dial-up internet.
Come on, man.
Why Sacramento is a very progressive town. It's tech-savvy.
It was a super nice town, yeah. I mean, I was sitting next to this, I think, 9-year-old kid and his friend. I think they just got dropped off at the game, and they were just talking, you know, shooting percentages. They were very informed fans. These two little kids.
Can't do that in L.A.
Just a very safe town.
Drop off 9-year-olds. Hey,
you can. You probably shouldn't. You're probably not going to end
Sacramento,
the way you want it
to. No problem.
Even had a celebrity in the house. 50 Cent was there.
What's his deal? He's got a relationship with the owner,
Yeah, he's
right?
got a Sire's Spirits.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
He sells alcohol there.
Yeah.
I thought you meant what's his deal like? What was up with Fitty at the Super Bowl? He seemed like he looked different than the last time I saw him. Just still a talented guy, I'm sure, but... Just
I'll tell you
a little
what,
different than
50,
the last time he
I'll tell you
crossed
what
my
50
field of vision.
Cent's deal was, I think his net worth's over $250 million, if not more.
He's doing all right.
So that,
he had a piece of one of those.
So when you said what's his deal,
in the water.
If I was worth $250 million, I'd also be just eating and relaxing.
Did vitamin water fudge flavored?
That's right. He was the
fudge.
Take the banana split, hot fudge sundae.
Put caramel in there. A lot of caramel in there.
Hit me with the drizzle on that vitamin water. A little caramel drizzle on the top. Just see, he used to be so buff and strong, and he looked different, I guess, is the way that different. We're talking about. We didn't talk about LeBron. We still need
Want to
talk
do it
about
at top of the hour?
I do, but we're going to do a little, hey, did you see? That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. I think you should get a personal beam, Taylor, and then you light it up at Slee every time that the Kings win a game. So
you call that a laser pointer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Perfect.
Yeah, beams a purple
in my
one.
Eye the whole time.
You need a purple one, not the red like everyone else has. You need
I'm going to find one of those.
Bro, win a playoff game, okay? Relax over there.
All right, Slee. Wait till tomorrow.
Exactly.
Did you see?
I hate that because it's a little truth.
Because it
to
stopped
it.
You in your tracks. That's truth why. To it. What's up, Taylor?
First up, did you see Paul Pierce appeared on the All the Smoke podcast? And Magic Johnson was also there, and he told a story.
We talking about the UCLA pickup runs. So this is when Magic was retired. Magic used to come up there with his own team. He bring his own five, a bunch of old dudes. He retired. I'm a young dude in the league. I'm a rookie.
Yep.
So he never, I never seen him lose a game in the pickup runs. And this is Magic about 10 years retired already.
Yep.
So he come, I'm guarding him in the post. The game is tied up 6-6, we going to 7. I'm like, all right, I got Magic. Magic go up, shoot the hook, I challenge the shot. He missed the hook, we get the rebound, throw it ahead, we score. Game over. Magic looked down like, nah, that don't count. That's a foul. I didn't even touch him. He put the ball in, he get the ball back in the post, shoot the hook, and win the game. Oh, ain't no way you can beat Magic.
Okay, so Magic's explanation for calling the foul was that he wanted to make the young players stronger at the end of the day because every call wasn't going to go their way in the league. So, Sliwa, what's your strategy when playing against someone who calls every foul?
All right, first off, that's the worst. It's the worst. And this is, I think anybody who's played any pickup understands that the dude is, like the Magic scenario that you just played out, that's just somebody that you just can tell is a poor sport that doesn't want to lose the whole thing. A lot of times when they say check ball, and this was back in the day because I haven't been playing at all, so they say check ball is a foul, you just go down on the other end. It's like, it's not a foul. And you just kind of both just do this until the rest of the players decide
they'll
whether it was
out.
A foul or not. They're going to be like, all right, well, was it a foul? Was it not? So they're going to go one way or they're going to go the other.
I think you just ignore it. I don't know. That's kind of the same thing, right? There's no, you're out of your mind. And just, no, you're off the court. Now, you can't do it with Magic because
kind of hard.
He's Magic. You can't kick Magic out of the UCLA gym.
But there are people who will call a foul on every – and I'm like, we're playing pickup
Yeah,
here.
But they're not going to last very long, right? Those are the guys that you're going to run those guys out of there because nobody wants to play with – nobody wants to play with the guy that is a wannabe referee.
Yeah.
Just play. We're all out here to play. Everybody gets fouled. Everybody deals with it. Just ignore it and keep it moving.
Good plan. Okay, next up, did you see that 4 out of 10 people believe that time travel will be possible someday? So, let's say you went to sleep and you wake up and it's 2003. What would your reaction be, Trav? What would you be wearing? What would you be listening to, watching
on
TV?
So I know that I look at the world through this prism all the time. I was like, why is Bobby 2 years old?
Oh, like, wait, you said 2003.
I would be thinking like, hey, I look a little better. I'm in a little bit better shape. I got a little bit more hair. I must have gotten a really good night's sleep to look this refreshed. Got a few less wrinkles on my face. My hair isn't nearly as white. But then when I walked down the hallway and Bobby's 2, then I would have started to panic. Then it would have been, this doesn't make any sense at all.
I wouldn't be. I couldn't be more excited. That'd be amazing. Go back to 2003.
Why?
And then just know what you know now. That's amazing. By the way, I'd be a junior, I'd be at San Diego State in my third year, so maybe I did the 4.5 year plan. And go back and kind of know what you know today.
I'm much more interested in
signing up
forward than I am going backwards. Like, forward to me is more interesting than going backwards because you kind of earn your experience, right?
I'd buy all the real estate around San Diego State with the money I don't have.
That's right.
Okay, guys, next up. Did you see that Jimmy John's is giving out beanbag chairs to anyone who manages to eat all 25 sandwiches on the menu by March 15th? So that's only about 2 sandwiches a week. Is a beanbag chair enough incentive to get you to eat at the same restaurant twice every week, Sliwa?
It's not enough incentive, but if you're telling me that I get to go just eat 2 sandwiches a week, I'm all right with that.
You can keep the beanbag chair.
Have you had Jimmy John's before?
I have had it. It's okay.
Yeah, you like it?
Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's, all those. I'm okay with all those. But that's I'm not going to. It's not like a specific a sandwich I could eat twice a week and have and not think twice about it. If I had to go eat, I don't know, pick some type of more exotic food or something like that, where it's like, no, I don't want that 2 days a week. I don't want salmon 2 days. I'm just using that as an example. That's not that hard. I could do that. That's no problem.
This feels like a promotion designed specifically for like 16-year-old boys.
Or
right?
To get rid of beanbags.
This is not a promotion that any adult would be interested in. Because a beanbag chair...
Yeah, I just
one,
don't want a beanbag chair.
It's going to get a hole in it, and now you got beans all over your house, right? There are going to be those little white pellets all over the place. It's the least comfortable device to have ever sit in your entire device, your entire life.
Have you been in a love sack? You know what those are?
I used to have one.
Not been in a love sack. I don't know what that is.
On brand, Slee. On brand.
No. This is love sack. I want to say I could be wrong. I think it started in San Diego.
What is it?
Love sack's kind of like this, right? It's like one of those.
It's like a beanbag. It's just a lot more comfortable than a normal.
And it like folds out to be a full queen size mattress.
Yeah,
so
no hard pass.
So back in the day, it definitely didn't do that. It was just a chair that you would
dual
have. I got it at the radio station I was working at down in San Diego.
Exactly.
It was one of those promotions.
Anything that they give away for free is something that you probably don't want, right? And especially if you have to eat, what was it 26 sandwiches? I'm okay with the sandwich
really
part of
that?
It.
Do you need that in your life?
Yeah, I do not need a beanbag chair. I'll eat the sandwiches, and you can keep the chair.
But Emily? I think that I eat at, I mean, before this year, I would probably eat at McDonald's more than once a week, you know, typically, and I didn't get anything from it. So honestly, it'd be nice to earn something.
But what would, like, free food is always a good one, right? You earn points to get food or whatever, but some piece of half-assed furniture that I don't want in the first place.
A McDonald's futon.
It's not incentivizing.
I'd get a quarter pounder futon.
Do they have the beanbags in the back? Do they have my address? Do they ship it to me? I'm also curious about how they get the beanbag to me.
No. Well, this goes back to, remember we were talking about I forget what the documentary was, but back in the day, Pepsi used to get the points.
Yeah.
You get a dartboard. You get the dartboard. You get some. There's certain prizes that are like, okay, hey, that's kind of cool. I would use that. But there's also a lot of them you wouldn't.
That's always I get it. And I get that the impulse to want free things is strong in everybody, right? You want free stuff because I want free stuff.
Like and free t-shirts at a game.
And then you get it. You're like, what am I going to do with this?
What
the hell am I doing with a Jimmy John's beanbag?
The best free thing, I think you hit it, is... If I go to Starbucks and I get X amount of rewards, now I get more Starbucks.
Yeah, but that's not a beanbag Starbucks, in the shape of a venti cup.
Right.
Why do I need that?
It means their marketing people aren't thinking enough. I want a spinach feta wrap.
Sure. You can do that with your
beanbag.
You can get an espresso machine as often as you go. You could buy a store.
Less lately.
You could get a steak in the LA
Live. I was late today.
What's next, Taylor?
All right, guys, last one. Did you see that a traveler's emotional support snake was found in a TSA x-ray at a Florida airport?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's Florida. Bartholomew the boa constrictor was busted and confiscated. Okay, Trav, we know how you feel about emotional support dogs. How do you feel about emotional support snakes?
The dog I get, you can pet a dog. There's scientific evidence that petting a dog makes people feel better. Mm-hmm. It does. That if you pet a dog, you're going to feel, even an animal, right? Like a goat or whatever it is, that being around an animal will make you relax, lower your blood pressure, all of these things scientifically. I don't know if that's true with an emotional support boa constrictor or python or whatever this is. They don't, I don't know.
I think that's up for debate. I mean, personally.
Hey, you know what? I just need to relax. I'm going to go put this boa constrictor around my neck and just chill out for a few minutes so I can lower my blood pressure. Seems like the opposite would happen. I don't know. I'm anti-support reptile for sure.
For me, when I'm most stressed out, I hang out with my cobra. When I'm most stressed, I say to myself, where's my cobra?
On your love sack.
Yep. Where's my cobra? I don't get that whole world. I don't understand it to have a snake. Who is it? Dwight Howard that has like...
Okay, real quick. So Dwight
Howard
has...
Some people are snake people. Danny Green, I think, was another one.
The goalie for the Las Vegas Golden Knights. You might have saw the story this morning. Just declared bankruptcy.
Saw that. 50
okay.
mil or something.
He's
like that.
50 million in the hole. He's got 10 million in assets, according to the documents that have released.
Yeah,
do you know
math,
what he
that
has?
That doesn't work.
An over $1 million deficit on because he invested a bunch of monies in exotic snake breeding. he's like $1.5 million down because his exotic snake breeding business did not take off.
It's not booming? Wow.
That's a really weird way to go broke, breeding exotic snakes as an NHL goalie. Listen, I just, that one.
You know, you could laugh at it, but there's a market for it.
Obviously not.
And I invested.
Obviously not. Because you know what his problem is? There's too many. His snakes breed too successfully.
Yep.
So he has, now, what's the definition of exotic? Rare, right? But now I have all of these not nearly as rare as we thought they
would be. This just isn't the market for it. You just got to open up beyond our borders.
How rich would you have to be before someone talked you into buying an exotic snake breeding business?
I think the most exotic thing I would do if I was super rich, just one of those badass fish tanks, like those big ones.
Yeah, but wouldn't you buy one to look at? Would you become a fish tank breeder?
No.
No. Larnin, whatever his name is, he's breeding exotic snake. Well, not anymore. He's going broke. He's got to get rid out of it.
Seemed like a good business plan.
Should have been not.
A couple mistakes here and there.
Maybe he overextended himself.
Should have went on Shark Tank.
Too many Burmese pythons, not enough boa constrictors.
Here's how it works, guys. You sell a snake and breed it, and then we make money together.
I don't think we'd be good snake breeders either. I don't know what we'd be good at, but
damn,
that's definitely
that's a random story.
LeBron had another amazing night last night, and they needed every last one of those points to beat a very bad Rockets team. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.